God is so tender in His love. He is so compassionate toward us. Listen, He says heaven rejoices when one who's been living in sin comes on.
Welcome to In Touch, the teaching ministry of Charles Stanley. What book of the Bible do you love the most? Where do you turn when you need encouragement or comfort or need to sense the presence of the Lord? Well, there are many passages that remind us of the strength and compassion of God, but you'll find a large concentration of those kinds of verses in the book of Psalms. It's a marvelous collection of writing that seems to speak to every emotion, every need, in a way different from all the other books of Scripture. If we had to pick just one psalm to meditate on during those times of difficulty or uncertainty, most of us would probably turn to Psalm 23, David's meditations on the Good Shepherd. Perhaps you know it well, but Dr. Stanley reminds us of its real meaning on today's edition of In Touch.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet or still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me or leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness, or mercy, will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, how many times have you read that passage of Scripture? Where did you usually stop? When it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Well, what about this table? And what about the anointing of my head? And what about goodness and mercy following me all the days of my life? This passage of Scripture is God's psalm to us, showing us and demonstrating to us how much He cares for us. It's very difficult for us to feel, to sense, to be aware, and to experience, and to walk in the very spirit of realizing that God has said, I'm your shepherd, and I'm going to treat you like a shepherd treats sheep.